Hi there, boys and girls. You're just in time for our Children's Bible Club meeting. We're so glad to have you join us. I'm Aunt Carolyn, and I'm here with a Bible story you won't want to miss. And our choir is here, and you can sing with them, too. We will be one big choir for the Lord as boys and girls join us from the Caribbean to the Pacific to many states here in the USA. All right. Let's all sing together now.
The Bible stands like a rock undone it with the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands, other hills may tumble, it will firmly stand. Earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Thank you, choir. Warning signs are important, aren't they? If you see a skull and crossbones and the word poison on a can or bottle, you know to leave it alone. It's deadly. A danger sign warns you to be careful. I remember as a child, there was a lazy little creek that ran through our pasture and meandered on through other pastures on its way to the river. It was a quiet little creek most of the time. But in flood stage, it was a different story. One night, a great storm brought a flash flood and washed away the wooden bridge over the creek. Early the next morning, when my dad found what had happened, he worked hard and fast to immediately put up an emergency sign at the corner made of sawhorses and a long wooden plank with the warning, "Stop! Bridge out!" Later, a road crew built a more official-looking sign, but who knows how many lives were spared from going headlong into rushing waters because of my dad's warning. You know, Dad didn't have to build that sign. Nobody made him put up a warning. He did it because he was concerned for other people's safety. Doesn't that make you think of our Lord's care and concern for you and all children? The Bible says that He is not willing that any should perish. God knows that people are on the common road that leads to destruction in hell. But in love, He put up the warning, "The wages of sin is death." And more than that, He gave His Son to die for our sins and be the bridge to take us safely to heaven. No, He didn't have to give us that bridge, the sure way of salvation. He did it in love, care, and concern for our deliverance from sin and hell. Now, some choose to go around the sign, thinking that the road may not be closed or that they can jump the raging flood. But that is sure death. Tell your friends about Jesus Christ. Help them find Christ, the sure bridge to eternal life. Now, here's the choir with a message of God's love.
Mother, bring me heaven, Jesus. All my sins and griefs to bear. Mother, bring those ways to care.
God placed Adam and Eve in the perfect place to live, the Garden of Eden. The animals were all peaceful. There were no poisonous plants or weeds or thorns. No sign said, "Keep out," or "Keep off the grass." They had complete liberty, except for one thing. In the middle of Eden were two special trees. One was the tree of life. Whoever ate of that tree would live forever. There was also the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God put that tree off limits. Of it, God commanded, "Thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." God gave a command and a sure penalty if they disobeyed. But with all else they had, they surely wouldn't miss one fruit. Life was wonderful, and every evening God joined them for fellowship. How special it was to walk with the God who had made them. Then something terrible happened that just ruined everything. Oh, how could this have happened? Well, you see, Satan was an angel who rebelled against God and had to be put out of heaven. In his bitter hatred, he determined to do everything possible to oppose and destroy the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, this was his chance. The serpent was a beautiful animal. One day, Satan, in his cruelty, entered into the lovely snake to beguile Eve as she admired the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. As if he genuinely cared, Satan subtly asked, "Has God said you cannot eat of the fruit of that tree?" Eve quickly replied, and even added to God's word, "No, we can't eat it. We can't even touch it." Satan pressed on. "Oh, you won't really die. God knows that if you eat of that tree, you'll be wise like gods." And Satan made Eve doubt God's word and love. He appealed to her pride. He made her think how smart she would be if she had that forbidden fruit. Eve listened, and instead of turning from Satan, she walked right into his trap. She yielded to his wicked temptation and took of the fruit. Then, like many who do wrong, she didn't want to be in trouble alone, so she enticed Adam. Instead of rejecting the fruit and leading Eve away, Adam also yielded and ate it. Oh, the devil's evil scheme had worked. God's creatures had disobeyed him. What glee! What victory for the devil! When Adam and Eve saw that they were naked, they quickly made flimsy clothes out of fig leaves and ran and hid. Those two who had been innocent and happy now were ashamed and afraid. Now they dreaded for evening to come. God kept his appointment, though, but Adam and Eve were nowhere to be found. God called, "Adam, where are you?" Now God knew exactly where they were, but he wanted them to reveal it. "What have you done?" Again, God knew what they had done, but they had to admit it if he was to help them. "Have you eaten of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?" And for the first time in fear, Adam faced the searching eye of God, and the story spilled out. But not exactly as it really happened. Each told the story his own way. Each blamed the sin on somebody else. Adam blamed God for the woman you gave me, and on Eve, she gave me and I did eat. Eve blamed the serpent. "He gave me and I did eat." Now reality set in. The devil had lied and said if they ate the fruit, they would not really die. But immediately they did die spiritually. They were cut off from God, and the seed of death entered their bodies. Now sin and the devil would control their lives. God pronounced a terrible curse for their disobedience. Man would have to sweat and toil to earn a living. Woman would have to obey and be under her husband's control and would always have pain and suffering when her children were born. Even the serpent had to suffer for being used by Satan. he would lose his upright grace and beauty and have to slither on his belly through the dirt. People would fear and despise him instead of thinking he was beautiful as before. Disaster fell that day, and the results are still with us. Because of the first man's sin, we were born sinners. You may think that's not fair. Well, just as you were born with the genes and traits of your father and grandfather, you also have the seed of sin from our very first father, Adam. God's judgment of toil and pain seemed harsh, but really, God was merciful to implant reminders of our sin so we would realize how much we need a Savior. Do you realize that you are a sinner? That every act of disobedience, lying, unkind words, and every sin is against the holy God? Every sinful act is just like Adam and Eve saying, "I don't believe God, and I'm not going to obey him." Oh, we wouldn't say that out loud, but our actions show what's in our heart. The same merciful God who put within us the reminders of our sin also provided the way of escape from eternal death and punishment in hell. That way is through God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for you, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Right now, won't you turn from your sin and receive Christ as your only Savior? God help you to do it. And now, God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening, and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt, saying God bless you until next week at the same time.